Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christa Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With six hospital campuses, Christa Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
And good morning to all of you. We have with us today Monsignor Kenneth, the missionary from Nigeria, who will be sharing the homily with us about his missionary works. And it's a peer weekend for all of us. And also a word of welcome to all our families and friends who are visiting us and following us via television, radio, and internet. Welcome. And as always, as we prepare ourselves to celebrate this Eucharist, we recall the words of Jesus today when he opens the eyes, the ears and the mouth of a mute and deaf man, that he also help us to open our ears that we might listen to his words and our mouth to proclaim his faith. As we prepare ourselves to celebrate this Eucharist, and let's call to mind our sins and ask the Lord for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, by whom we are redeemed and receive adoption, look graciously upon your beloved sons and daughters, that those who believe in Christ may receive true freedom and an everlasting inheritance. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here is your God. He comes with vindication. With divine recompense, he comes to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared. Then will the lame leap like a stag. Then the tongue of the mute will sing. Streams will burst forth in the desert, and rivers in the steep. The burning sands will become pools, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The word of the Lord.
To the Lord, my soul, praise to the Lord. Praise to the Lord, my soul, praise to the Lord. It is the Lord who preserves fidelity forever, who does justice to those who are oppressed. It is he who gives bread to the hungry, the Lord who sets prisoners free. Praise the Lord, my soul, praise the Lord. The Lord who opens the eyes of the blind, the Lord who raises up those who are bowed down. It is the Lord who loves the just, the Lord who protects the stranger.
A reading from the letter of St. James. My brothers and sisters, show no partiality as you adhere to the faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ. For if a man with gold rings and fine clothes comes into your assembly, and a poor person in shabby clothes also comes in, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes and say, "Sit here, please," while you say to the poor one, "Stand there," or "Sit at my feet," have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil designs? Listen, my brothers and sisters, did not God choose those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom that he promised to those who loved him? The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and spitting touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be open." And immediately the man's ears were opened. His speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone. But the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear Cathedral Administrator or Rector, Father Han, my great hosts, my great American Catholics here present, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is with great joy that I announce to you that I, this priest standing here before you from Nigeria, is 42 years a priest in the Catholic Church. I thank you, Father Han, for your gracious words of welcome and for keeping making me feel at home since I came to you. I thank you, parishioners and Father, in a special way for always accepting missionaries to come and for accepting me to be here. To be here is a great joy for me and a great privilege. And that on three counts. One, to preach in the Mother Church of a diocese, which is a cathedral, is a wonderful opportunity. The cathedral is the rallying point, the point of unity of the entire diocese with the bishop. And it is the most important church in a diocese. That's why I feel very privileged to be in this most important church in the Diocese of Corpus Christi. On the second count, I'm really privileged, and I count it a great honor to be among you as my own brothers and sisters in the faith, and brothers and sisters in Christ. I feel at this moment very united with all of you in mind and heart. That I come myself as a monsignor to you and not sending a priest underlines the importance of my visit to you. Thirdly, I am in a city that has much business connections with my country, Nigeria. Some of the oil used in this country, in this city, is imported from my country, Nigeria. And I was very happy to see on Friday when I came in, very many refinery points where the oil from my country is refined and used by you, the inhabitants of this city. In this way, my country contributes to the economic well-being of Texans and your own economic welfare. I will have a lot to tell my people when I arrive home, but there should be no mistake. This oil refined here, the money that comes from this oil does not come to people like me. It doesn't come to our church. It doesn't come to the poor people whom we represent. It goes into the purses of the rich, and they become richer, while the poor become poorer. I'm thankful to your parish for accepting me to tell you about my mission in Nigeria. I said at the opening, I am 42 years in the priesthood. And these 42 years are spent in two major dimensions of the church. The first one is the training of priests. First, I trained priests for a rector of many two, three seminaries, and I trained them for our own local churches in Nigeria. The last seminary where I was rector had 450 seminarians. At the moment, the church transferred me to a different seminary where we have in Abuja, the capital where I am, a seminary for training of priests for the missions. And we have 87 seminarians in this seminary. And I teach there as a professor of dogmatic theology. I'm very happy to tell you that many of my students trained in that seminary are serving in various parts of your great country. In Texas, in Houston, there are many, and in other places, New York, Chicago, and so on. So in this way, we contribute to the spiritual welfare of our own Catholics. The Church is one. The Church is universal. And therefore, what concerns one church concerns the other. And that is why we train priests to come to go to the missions, where the scarcity of priests is hitting. Nigeria, my country, can be fairly divided into two zones, the northern part being Islamic, the southern part being Christian. And many in the eastern, northern part, many of them are good people, many good Muslims too, but we have a lot of problems with a great number of them. At the moment, we have what we call Boko Haram in the local language. Boko Haram means anything Western is evil. Western education is bad. And therefore, we must create an Islamic caliphate in northern part of Nigeria, extending to Cameroon, our neighbor, in the east, and Niger in the north. So since 1999, we have had a lot of problems. They kill these Boko Haram people with Al-Qaeda links and ISIL. They kill at any moment. We sell in the open markets. They come to the open markets, kill as many people as possible. Last week, as I was leaving Nigeria, 68 people were killed in a village. So we are in an insecure situation in that part of the country. 200 churches and presbyteries have been blown down, and 4,000 people, Christians, have been killed so far. And many have left this conflict zone to other parts of the country. I'm establishing a school so that we could help to bring in some of these displaced children, because they have no future. Without education, they have no future. And that's one of my cardinal missions, why I come today. Many of these children, they come to me every day for food, for water to drink, for clothes, for school fees. The poverty they face makes them to turn to the church for help. And if the church does not help, to whom then shall they go, as Peter asked Christ? To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. I appeal to you, my brothers and sisters, in this country that likes and cherishes freedom and liberty. This country that has helped to break down political tyrants and groups. That is why we in Nigeria are very grateful to your government that sent last month experts to come in and see whether we can find the 283 girls who were kidnapped in a boarding school and to bring them back to their homes. You have seen that the demonstrations from the United Nations very often on the televisions bring back our girls. We don't know where these girls are. And some, they are maltreated, their dignity not respected, and some have become mothers. I see in this powerful nation called America very generous people. I see often where there is distress, how tons of relief materials are sent down. Today, I'm calling upon you to extend these values to us in Nigeria. Help me to give hope where there is no hope. And help me to raise these Nigerian children out of the tyranny of poverty. I will be very happy to see that sometime what you are giving me today has been able to train some children to get out of poverty. to give them food, to give them clothes, to give them the basic daily nourishment. If you give me what you give for one child, in feeding one child, taking care of one child a day, I can use that to take care of more than 5 children in 1 week. When I arrived on Friday, Father Hunt told me, oh, you are in a small parish. Why couldn't you go to a bigger parish where you could help you more for with all the problems you have? It's true you are small, but your hearts are large. Your hearts are large. Generosity does not depend upon the number of people, but depends upon the heart of the people and the disposition of people. So, as the first church in the diocese, I appeal to you to help. And I appeal to you as Corpus Christi, the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. And while Christ is feeding us spiritually, he also helps us physically and socially, as we heard in the gospel today. He cured, and the words of St. Paul, St. James, is very, very fitting today. No partiality, no discrimination, and God chooses the poor in order to make them rich. You can make the Nigerian poor rich, and I am very, very convinced of that. America has done it in the past. It can do it today, and it can still do better for me to help to work in Nigeria. I want to thank you once again for your generosity. I know what you will do, and I know that I will be very proud at the very end of my stay with you. Thank you. God bless you. God bless your country. God bless your families and all of you here listening to me today. Have a great Sunday.
The Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Confident that God listens to our needs, we present our prayers and petitions in faith.
That the Church, guided by the Holy Spirit, will faithfully proclaim God's law as revealed through sacred scripture and tradition, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That our nation may experience a conversion of heart and a return in penance and sorrow to our covenant with God, we pray to the Lord. That as our nation recalls the attacks of September 11th, we may renew our gratitude for the liberty we enjoy in America under God, let us pray to the Lord. That the Puente family who were involved in a car accident may be healed in body and in spirit, we pray to the Lord. that all who have died in Christ, especially Gabriela Garcia, may be welcome into the light and peace of heaven, we pray to the Lord. For those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, we pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Marjorie Jane Mulvey, Frank Garza Jr., Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, Robert E. Hagelin Jr., Bertie Talbert, and Elizabeth Massa, we pray to the Lord. And now, my dear friends, for all of the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. Eternal Father, we offer you our prayers. Open our hearts to listen to your word and our lips to proclaim your faith. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
Amen.
O God, who give us the gift of true prayer and of peace, graciously grant that through this offering we may do fitting homage to your divine majesty, and by partaking of the sacred mystery, we may be faithfully united in mind and heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you laid the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder. You ruin your name over all you who have made, and forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven. And as we look forward to a second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help.
May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and the salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, your servant, Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, the Order of Bishops and all the clergy, and the entire people your Son has gained for you. Listen to the prayers, graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned to yours before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory. Through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. 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 Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory of God.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Our God, we are the light of the world. May our
Please remain seated for a few announcements. The second collection today will be for Monsignor Kenneth and his missionary works in Nigeria. We'd like to thank you for your generosity. There will be religious education orientation dinner on Thursday, September 10th at 6:30 in St. Joseph Hall. Those of you who have children in CCD, please make note of this. And also, volunteers are needed to assist us with the Feeding the Homeless next Saturday at 6:30, St. Anne Autism Society will be doing this. But you'd like to help out, at 6:30, join us at St. Joseph's Hall. And also, the middle school girls invited to join us with the Endowed Study. The first meeting is this Sunday, September 13th. Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.